This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. A major refinery for Chevron caught fire in California last night. The fire in Richmond outside of San Francisco has been extinguished, but one employee was injured at the plant, and hundreds of area residents have gone to the hospital with breathing problems because of all the smoke. The fire could be bad news also for drivers across the western United States because one less refinery online is likely to mean higher gas prices. Julie Niemann is an oil and gas analyst with Smith Moore & Company. She's with us live from St. Louis, as she is every Tuesday. Good morning.
Morning, Jeremy.
Well, Julie, how important is this Richmond refinery, and what is it going to mean for gas prices?
Well, for the West Coast, it's going to be a real crunch. The winter fuel mix shortage is already going to start showing up. This is what they're starting to produce. Jet fuel availability, well, the airlines are currently have a little tight supply there. They're going to be hurt. And your current summer supply is very tight on the West Coast as well. So use Hawaii as kind of an indicator here because the West Coast is really going to be in big crunch. This is one of the oldest relics in the refining industry and a critical one. They really needed significant upgrades, and they just weren't coming.
And, of course, people pay a lot for gas in Hawaii. Do you think that kind of price is going to come to California drivers?
Maybe not quite as dramatic. You know, you still have alternative sources coming in, but it's going to be significantly more expensive.
Well, how did something like this happen, Julie?
Well, this is a prime example of the industry using duct tape for repairs, all short term. British Petroleum is an example of repeatedly violating good business practices. They do almost no maintenance. It wasn't just blow up of Macondo in the Gulf, but huge chemical plant catastrophes. Enbridge, same thing. Ruptured oil pipeline in Wisconsin, they can't reopen because the Department of Transportation said they want an independent expert to get the repairs and check it out. They don't believe it. This is their second time around. Over the last 15 years, you can't trust the industry to be self-regulating, self-policing, and self-responsible because of the focus on short-term projects. They want the long-term projects, new pipeline going across the United States.
Right.
Expansion means greater profits. Maintenance, cost. Bottom line, it's cost that they're trying to avoid, only longer-term profits. So follow the money, not the clucking noises they make about how government is keeping them from making money.
Julie Niemann, analyst with Smith Moore & Company, thanks as always.
You bet.